This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les
Cruise
Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
That's right, it is about to begin, so buckle up and get ready for Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. You found us, and we've fired off the 3.5-cylinder engine in the Cruise Control van and are heading off to check out all the latest automotive information and news that you want to know. New models, interesting stories, it's all here, Les Jackson.
It is. And we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we sure do. And Les, we're going to start this week with the new Ram pickup. It's off to a slow launch, and one of its drivetrain combinations is still waiting for approval. We'll tell you which one that is.
I bet we can guess. But meanwhile, Hyundai shows off its Iron Man Kona and gives you more for less when it comes to the Sonata plug-in.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that. More for less is always good. And BMW's M line plans to go hybrid and electric. We'll tell you they've got a date set for it. And hey, it's not such a bad thing for launching when you have electric motors, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. They're incredible torque. We love them. And speaking of love, VW might get Buzz.
That's right. Right here in the USA. And we're talking about their microbus returning. Les, as long as it gets those flower power stickers, that's what you need. That's the first
one. Oh, hey, man. Hey, man.
Yeah. And recently, we had a chance to drive Nissan's compact crossover called Kicks. It's brand new. We wanted to fill you in on this even more affordable vehicle. It's so well equipped. So Mike Terrell is Nissan's chief marketing manager. He's going to join us a little while later. So that's a lot to get to. So all that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. That's a full roster, isn't it, Les?
It is. It is. And I can't wait to get these things in discussion.
All right. Well, we will get them in discussion real soon. Don't forget, we're over on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can check us out, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Check out our YouTube page where we have a brand new video about the Nissan Kicks. You can also grab that over at our Facebook page, too. We linked over. So all there. Mike walks us around the vehicle a little bit. So I think it's pretty impressive, this little Kicks. It starts just under $18,000, and even fully loaded, it's probably $21,000, $22,000. So a lot of vehicle for the money, a lot of safety. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on with Mike. All that and a whole lot more. But coming up next, what Ram model is, not available yet and has to do with the EPA approving it? It might not be the one you think. So stay tuned to Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We'll be right back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back.
Cruise Control Radio. Pretty cool, Les. Of course, the new Ram. You had a chance to check it out, didn't you?
I did. And I was quite impressed with it, for sure.
Yeah. And one of the things that people were excited about was this hybrid version of the 3.6-liter V6. Of course, the V6 in its old form was kind of the base model. Now they're trying to sell this as sort of, a EPA version. I guess it would get over 30 miles to the gallon, a kind of an eco version of the vehicle. It's got a 3.6-liter V6 and an optional 48-volt belt starter generator, kind of a mild hybrid setup. But the EPA has not approved this yet, and it's kind of deep into production now. Interesting why there's the delay of this approval on this type of model, right?
Yeah. You'd think this would be sort of a rubber stamp.
Yeah. And in this article in Automotive News, a FCA U.S. spokesman declined to comment, but the company engineers, they're theorizing, could be working to fine-tune the operation of the belt start generator before releasing the vehicles. A lot of people have been asking about this, of course, because, Ford has their 2.7-liter EcoBoost. Chevrolet is going to have their four-cylinder in their Silverado, so they might be looking for better mileage. But right now, all they can do is get the 5.7-liter Hemi engine, of course, because also the 3.0-liter EcoDiesel is also delayed. They say it will come back to the Ram, but nobody's sure about when. So you're basically stuck with one drivetrain with the Ram. Now, it's not a bad drivetrain by any means, but a lot of the other manufacturers have been offering various powertrains, and that was the plan for Ram, and they haven't been able to offer it.
Well, yeah, and you're right. It's the drivetrain it's got is, extremely good. But you know how truck people are. They like to choose all sorts of different options.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll see how this goes down the line for Ram. We'll keep you up to date on it. It just seems like there's a delay that's blowing their whole plan. And if you are on the market for a Ram, they are still selling the older version of the truck. I think they call it Ram Classic or something like that, like they always do. But they're continuing to build that. So you would still be able to get, I guess, a V6 version of that vehicle. And if you're looking for a deal, the older version of that is well sorted. So it might not be the worst thing in the world to have, right?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a lot to be said for stuff that's had the bugs worked out.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. You're listening to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. So we are so glad you are along for the ride. Got some news from Hyundai right now. Special editions, Les, are a great way to keep people interested in your vehicles. And this one, though, it's a new vehicle for Hyundai, Kona. It is a crossover, small crossover, kind of similar to the Kicks that we're going to talk about later on from Nissan, but this one's from Hyundai. They are working with Marvel to collaborate on a special Iron Man edition of the crossover, and they're going to show it in San Diego at Comic-Con. And it's got some Iron Man mask badging on the front fender, custom wheels, Iron Man engraving on the D pillars, in addition to other modifications. Tony Stark's signature graces the instrument panel alongside an Iron Man shift lever knob, a special head-up display, and center stack featuring Iron Man visual graphics and custom seat design. The regular version of the Kona made a cameo in the Ant-Man and the Wasp, which showcased the 2019 Hyundai Veloster hot hatch in a wild chase. Now, I guess this is good for businesses. Of course, Nissan did this. They had a lot of the Rogue talking about Star Wars and tie-ins and that. And I guess this does well. I mean, I don't particularly follow those types of movies, but I guess if you're really into this, this would be something you would look in to buy. So there you have it, the Hyundai Kona Iron Man Edition. Maybe it's for you. Hey, we got plenty more Cruise Control Radio coming up. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can check out that Kix video too over at our Facebook page. Fred Staub, Les Jackson, we'll be right back. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CruiseControlRad. Cruise Control Rad.
Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson, cruising along in the Cruise Control van, checking out all the latest automotive information for you. If you're looking for a new vehicle, we've got the deals for you. One of them might be the Sonata plug-in hybrid from Hyundai. We were talking before the break about their Hyundai Kona Iron Man edition, and if you're also shopping for Hyundais, their new 2018 model Sonata plug-in hybrid might be for you because it's got a lower price, it's got a slightly higher electric range, and more value. And who doesn't like that? I mean, more value is always good, right? So that is something you should check out. Now, the it hasn't been a big seller in the U.S. here, Les, but, you know, a lower price and a little bit more range is never a bad thing, is it?
It never is. You know, people are really concerned about what they get for their money, more so than ever, I think, in our history. So how could that be bad?
Yeah. There's a lot of tweaks in it, too. A new instrument panel center stack, new infotainment, available safety features like automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection, heated steering wheel. So they've really added a lot of content here. And all electric driving range increases to 28 miles. So that's a 10-mile increase, total driving range. Which is 600 miles on this vehicle. You can do a lot of damage in 600 miles, can't you?
That's a lot of driving.
Yeah, sure is. So if you're thinking about a plug-in hybrid, 2018 Hyundai Sonata plug-in hybrid is a good model to look at. Less money, more range, and this was cut, I guess, the price by $1,350, and you have more equipment. So I really don't think you can go wrong there. It's got a lot of stuff in there. And why do you think something like that's not catching on? People don't, they probably think it's just an electric vehicle and that they're not going to be able to drive a long distance. Is the message just not getting out that it is an electric vehicle around town and then, you know, a regular hybrid the rest of the time?
I think I think that's correct. People really don't understand what plug-in hybrids are.
Uh-huh.
But in addition to that, we have a situation in our culture now where gas is relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's gone up significantly, but it's
right.
Still cheap.
But people just think, well, I don't need to be motivated to get an electrified vehicle right now.
Yeah, and you look at this range. It's up by 1 mile, but 28 miles, for most people, that would be charge it once a week.
Yeah.
So interesting vehicle, the Hyundai Sonata plug-in hybrid. It comes in two versions, the hybrid and hybrid limited. The MSRP on the hybrid models, $33,250. On the plug-in hybrid limited, it's $38,850. Which is getting pretty pricey. You still may get some kind of discount on it, being that it's a plug-in hybrid. but it you'd have to check in your state. And would you still get a federal discount on it if it is a plug-in hybrid?
That's going away in most cases.
Yeah, in most cases. And any manufacturer that sells 200,000 of them, or 200,000 electric cars, I guess it goes away. So you might be into that situation with Hyundai. But, you know, you can still get it, in many cases, a state discount. It won't be as high as the federal discount, but still, that's a pretty nice discount to get. So whatever you do, check it out. You don't want to miss out on anything like that. Now, if you think, well, you know, plug-in hybrids and electrics, you know, they're just something, you know, for these kind of on-the-fringe cars, for people that are really seeking that out. Well, you're thinking wrong, because BMW announced this week that its M line will be all hybrid or EV by 2030. And that's not that far away, because we're almost into the 2020 model year, aren't we?
That's right. You and I will almost be in our late 30s.
That's right. Just about. Just about.
Well, I meant to end that sentence with again.
Again, for a third time. Yeah. This information comes from Car Advice, and the CEO of BMW's M division, Frank Van Miel, stated that this is going to be, by 2025, they plan to have 40% of their production output to electric or hybrid cars, and M cars will be part of that. And this is nothing to fear. I drove a plug-in hybrid 5 Series this year, and I was quite impressed with it. It really, really was performance-oriented and great to be able to just motor around in electric around town. So if any of you M fans out there are fearing this, you shouldn't. Rest easy. That's what I say. It's actually will probably get off the line even better than just the non-electrified car, right?
You'll be very impressed.
Yes, you will be impressed. Definitely impressed. We hope
so will the police.
Yes, so will your lawyer when they bail you out of jail. But over at VW, Les, this is we're going to get into this a little bit later on, talking about all the tariff talk around town about vehicles made outside of the U.S. And this may weigh into this next story. Volkswagen wants to build both the ID Buzz and Cross in the U.S. And, of course, the Buzz is the return of the microbus, which will be all electric. If it is anything like the concept that they showed, it will have that two-tone sweeping paint design in the front and across the back. And then, of course, the Cross was a kind of a performance-oriented all-wheel drive crossover with 302 horsepower and 300 mile range, all electric. And they're expected to start, I think, with the Buzz minibus production in 2022. I have a friend that she's ready to put money down on this. She loves that. She has electric Golf right now, and she is ready to buy this thing when it comes out.
I have to say, this thing is really cool looking.
It really is. It could be construed as a minivan, but a very cool minivan, right?
That would be about the coolest minivan you could own.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think they'll bring a version out with the little windows above the side windows? They could.
They certainly could. The old 23 window type, why not? Yeah. Instead of a sunroof.
Yeah, instead of a sunroof. And they certainly, that's something they could build down the line too, to keep people interested in the model. But I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this. As VW has said, they're probably going to do away with the Beetle, but this Buzz will be their kind of car that gives homage to Volkswagens of the old days. So that will take on that job. And this Cross sounds amazing, frankly. 300 miles range and 302 horsepower from an 83 kilowatt hour battery pack, two electric motors. that's going to do well too, don't you think?
Absolutely. Again, you know, there's a whole lot going on with these trade tariffs and everything right now, and there's, you know, that all that has to be figured into the equation. But these are just too cool to pass up.
Yes, and that plays into probably why they're just kind of floating this around that, hey, maybe we'll build them in the U.S. And frankly, I think the buzz might be the biggest market for it. You know, the nostalgia folks, and then people that see it as a cool vehicle to use year round. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Nissan's brand new crossover called the Kicks with Mike Terrell, who's senior manager of marketing at Nissan Motor Corporation. We'll be right back with more Cruise Control Radio after this. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you're along for the ride. Not necessarily a large automobile, what we're going to talk about next, but a very well-equipped vehicle that you can have for some pretty low dough, but it's got a lot of stuff in it, and that is the Nissan Kicks. And believe it or not, Les, this starts at $17,990, well-equipped. And you know, you and I have been talking a lot about cars that basically the starting point is $35,000 or more, and you know, and that's kind of become the average transaction price. So to have a vehicle at this price that is also well equipped is pretty exciting. We wanted to know more about it. I had a chance to drive it briefly a couple of weeks ago, but we wanted to know more about it. So Mike Terrell is with us. He's senior manager and chief marketing manager at Nissan Motor Corporation. Mike, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, let's talk about this Kicks. What you, of course, since you're in marketing, you went out and asked people what they wanted in a small vehicle. And I hate to call it entry level, but it is priced entry level. Certainly, it's not equipped in an entry level way. But what were people telling you when you started to work on this Kicks project?
Sure. One of the big things that we're seeing in the marketplace right now is that customers are looking for a lot of the attributes that these crossovers provide, and now they're looking for those attributes really at what we consider to be an entry price point. And specifically, they're looking for the edge and utility that a crossover provides over a sedan, the flexibility that goes along with that. But yet, they're not wanting to compromise on some of the other things like the technology that you expect today and the safety that goes along with that. So what we've been able to do is package this up in a nice, small crossover at a entry-level price point.
It's really pretty amazing, Les, what you do get on the base model. And, you know, I think there are other manufacturers that have vehicles that are maybe a little less or in sort of in this price range, but you don't get what you get on the Kicks.
That's true. And I think one of the big things that we looked at and provided that our competitors don't in this space right now is along the lines of the technology and the safety. And that's, we've put automatic emergency braking as standard on every single Kick. So not only is it standard on the Kicks, but you're going to get that just under an $18,000 starting MSRP price point.
That's what's amazing to me, that I think we need to get rid of the term entry level or base model, because they just don't apply. Certainly in the case of the Kicks and in the industry as a whole. The old days where you got a stripped down loss leader, those are just gone.
That's really something, Les, that we looked at very closely, and that's what we wanted to do, was provide not just an entry price point, but a strong value. So there's a lot of good content, not just automatic emergency braking, but other key features that go along with that. And that's you're exactly right.
Yeah. Now, it's also stylish, too, which it's kind of following a trend. We've talked a little bit about it on Cruise Control. Two-tone paint. Two-tone paint is definitely making a comeback, isn't it, Mike?
It is. And, you know, it's something, this is really for us at Nissan, our big entry ticket into the two-tone, the trend. We have, on the Kicks, we have five different two-tone color combinations that are available. And it's really nice because the way the Kicks is designed and styled, it has what we call a floating roof concept. And when you get the vehicle in a two-tone combination, that roof really does pop, and it really kind of gives it that extra edge on styling. But you're right, two-tone is starting to emerge. We're starting to see it a lot in the marketplace, and with Kicks especially, it's a big, big part of how the vehicle is styled and how we're going to market with the vehicle.
Well,
I have to say, and maybe I'm biased this way, but it looks, the styling looks almost like a Mini Murano, which is, of course, a great styled Nissan.
It's definitely, it's got some key Nissan styling cues that go along with it. It's kind of an interesting story. The original design concept for the new Kicks was actually a collaboration between our design studios out in San Diego and also down in Brazil. And so we like to say that the Kicks has its roots in the exuberance and vibrancy of Brazil's Carnival, because actually on a global basis, Brazil was the first market to start selling the Kicks. So a lot of expressive styling cues. So in addition to the traditional Nissan styling cues, Kicks has what I would call like a nice rising character line on the side of the vehicle. Got some nice aggressive wheel arch fenders, a good ground clearance, and all these things packaged together really do. It definitely is a Nissan, but it's got its nice own expressive styling.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about some of the nuts and bolts. They're all front wheel drive, which at first some people may say like, oh, why didn't you make it all wheel drive? So I'll ask you that, and then let's talk a little bit about what powers the Kicks.
Sure. So the Kicks is a front-wheel drive vehicle, and you know we do have within our lineup, so with the addition of Kicks into our lineup, Nissan, we have one of the most comprehensive lineups of crossovers and SUVs in the entire industry. And within that lineup, within our portfolio, we do have vehicles that are available in all-wheel drive. So for Kicks, we are front-wheel drive only, and we recognize that there is a pretty sizable market out there that is front-wheel drive. If you look at some of the other vehicles that have been out there, do very well in front-wheel drive. So there's a sizable market with the front-wheel drive subsegment that we're looking to tap into with Kicks.
Hmm. I guess competitors would be what, like the Kona from Hyundai, vehicles like that?
Yeah, I think the way we're looking at it, one of the well-established competitors that's been out for a while is the Kia Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the space now, we're seeing, as I mentioned up front, we're seeing this emerging trend of customers looking for these attributes at entry-level price points. So you've got this emerging subsegment, which we're referring to as the entry crossover, the entry SUV segment. And in addition to the Kia Soul, the Hyundai Kona is a new vehicle that's just entered the space, along with the Ford EcoSport, who has just also recently entered the space.
Right, right. Now, what powers the Kicks? You've got a pretty efficient powertrain, and I have to say too, the weight, the power and weight, you know, it makes it feel very, very light and frisky. Les, how's there? That's a word we don't normally use.
That's a good word.
I like frisky. That's good. Yeah, the Kicks, it comes with a 1.6 liter four-cylinder engine, and that does generate 125 horsepower, 115 foot-pounds of torque. And just the point that you made, and for us, remember, we consider this to be an entry vehicle. And one of the key attributes that's really important, in addition to value, overall value, is fuel efficiency. So for us, our engineering challenge was, how do we find for this vehicle the optimal balance between power and efficiency? And we've done it. So we've got this four-cylinder engine that's pretty efficient, and along with that, you have a very low curb weight. The Kicks is a very light vehicle. The curb weight is just under 2,700 pounds. And so as a result of that, you have a really strong power-to-weight ratio. And what does that mean? Well, it means that on a pound-for-pound basis, you're getting a lot of horsepower per pound on the vehicle than you would for other vehicles that are a little bit bigger, have bigger engines. And as a result of that, we've got best-in-class fuel economy. The Kicks will get 36 on the highway, 31 in the city, and 33 combined. So all best in class, better than all of our competitors. So that was a really important attribute that we wanted to bring to the market. And it doesn't compromise on performance at all because it is so lightweight. The vehicle is very nimble. I guess we'll say it's frisky, right?
You can use that in your marketing now.
It merges well in traffic. It accelerates. It does a very, 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 very good job.
Yeah, we had a chance to drive it less in town and a little bit of highway. I definitely want to spend some more time behind the wheel and do a full review on it. But you could tell it was easy to maneuver in traffic. We hit a lot of traffic and a lot of construction and things like that. And it was easy to maneuver. So actually even fun to drive in the less than ideal driving. I should also say, too, right before the break, that Nissan is the leader when it comes to CVT transmissions. They have a CVT-CS control system that does a great job on this engine. You know, it really, really does not feel like you're trying to figure out what gear to be in the way some of the step gear transmissions do. Mike, if you can stick with us, we're going to talk more about the Nissan Kicks after the break. So stay tuned to Cruise Control Radio and check out that video online where Mike walks around the vehicle. You can check that out at our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
I got a new car. I got a new car.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. We're talking about the Nissan Kicks. Check out the video we did with Mike Terrell, who is our guest right now. He's Senior Manager, Chief Marketing Manager at Nissan Motor Corporation. Check out that video that he graciously did with us a week or so ago. It's over at our Facebook page, and you can get there by going to cruisecontrolradio.com. You can check out all our other videos on our YouTube page and go over to Facebook and Twitter and all that. But he walks you around the vehicle and really shows it off. So I think that's something you might find interesting. cruisecontrolradio.com. Mike, take us through the model of the Kicks, the pricing, and kind of what you get for the money.
Sure. So we have a pretty straightforward lineup with the new Nissan Kicks. As we've mentioned, our entry-level price point is $17,990, and that is for our S grade. We have three grades available, an S, an SV, and an SR. And really, when you look at what we provide in the S grade, we've already talked about the automatic emergency braking as standard on the vehicle, but you're also going to get features like Bluetooth for hands-free phone system and streaming audio. You have a rear view monitor. You have a standard 7-inch color touchscreen display right in the middle of the dashboard. You've got variable intermittent wipers and other things that you would typically expect. But beyond that, again, with the standard automatic emergency braking, you're getting some content that you typically wouldn't expect to get at an entry grade. And then when you step up to from the F to the SV, you go up to 19,690. And what I would like to tell you there is you're stepping up about $1,700 in price, but you're getting far more than $1,700 worth of content. This is where we bring in our Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. We have a customizable screen for the driver just to the left of the speedometer where the driver can display various vehicle information that they want. But also, we talked also about how safety is important. This is where we bring in blind spot warning and rear cross traffic alert. We have intelligent key and remote engine start and 17-inch alloy wheels. So a lot of good value at that SV, which is the mid-grade. And then from there, you step up to our top grade, which is the SR, and that's another $600, and it tops out at $20,290. And this is really our sportier edition, so we have some nice exterior treatment like LED headlamps with signature accents, some fog lights. We have black outsided mirrors that have integrated turn signals. We also have a leather-wrapped steering wheel, and what we call Primatex appointed seats with contrast stitching. So really more premium appointments and sporty appointments in this SR grade. A lot of really good content for the money. And then on top of that, we have one option package, which you can get on the SR, and that is our premium package. And it's $1,000, so the vehicle then tops out at $21,290. And we have a really, really cool feature here that we're bringing in at this point. It's our Bose Personal Plus sound system. It has 8 speakers and a really, 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 really robust sound for the customer.
Yeah, and once again, fully loaded, that's what, 21-something?
21,290. So when you look at the entire price band for the Nissan Kicks, again, it starts at 17,990. And then fully equipped all the way up SR with the premium package is $21,290.
Now, something like that sound system, you would have never found just a few years ago in a vehicle of this size. I mean, they just basically, manufacturers did not put high-end stuff like that into smaller vehicles, but that's all changed.
Yeah, and for us, you know, we know that music is important to our target customers. And the challenge for us was how do we give these customers a premium audio experience at an entry-level price point, and we've done it with this Bose Personal Plus sound system. And what makes it special is that it has 8 speakers. 2 of those speakers are actually embedded into the driver's headrest. So they're 2.5 ultra-near-field neodymium speakers. And then on top of that, you have 6 additional speakers around the vehicle and a proprietary signal from Bose. And what it allows you to do, the driver can adjust the location of the sound, which is why we call it the Personal Plus system. And the driver, if they're alone in the vehicle, they can adjust the location of the sound to give what we call a driver-centric listening experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have passengers in the vehicle, you can adjust the location of that sound. Just hit your touch screen, hit Personal Sound, adjust the dial, and we can have what we call a 360-degree immersive sound experience. It is really, truly a phenomenal system. In fact, our friends at Motor Trend, they experienced the system, and they quoted, they're quoted as saying that, no joke, the Personal Plus sound system in the Bose Personal Plus sound system in the Nissan Kicks sounds better than the base stereo in a $180,000 Bentley Bentayga.
Wow. Well, that, there's a comparison, huh, Les?
That's
amazing. Like that.
Yeah. We should also mention that you have some more customization if people want to do that with all kinds of different add-ons, right? And that's the Nissan Color Studio.
We've talked about the availability of the two-tone and, you know, the expressive styling of the Kicks. And, you know, for those customers that want to take it up an additional notch, we have through our accessory program, what we call Color Studio. So we have some accessory parts that are available if the customer wants to apply different colored applications to exterior components and also interior components of the vehicle. So if you have a gunmetal gray vehicle with our orange roof and you would like some other orange treatment on the vehicle, you can get things like mirror caps, some wheel inserts for your alloy wheels. You can get the door handle covers. So you can really, there's a lot of variety there, and the customer can kind of take it as far as they want.
Yeah, very, very cool. And is it out in dealerships right now, Nissan Kicks?
Yeah, we actually, we went on sale last month. We started shipping vehicles to our dealer network in early June. So we had some early sales in June, and the vehicle is now out of dealerships. So it is available, yes.
All right. Well,
are you, go ahead, are you seeing a lot of even between men and women buying them?
Yeah, so far it's our early returns have been very strong. There's a lot of buzz building. Our major media campaign just launched a couple weeks ago on July 6th, so it's getting noticed. Demand is building. There seems to be a good buzz in the marketplace, and yes, we're seeing as we expect to attract a diverse group of customers, and so far that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, pretty cool, and it is a great. I have to say, it's a great first car. It's a great secondary car for your, if you need a second car, maybe to match up with a larger SUV. So, good deal. Well, Mike, people want to check it out. The Nissan Kicks, where should they go on the web?
Go to NissanUSA.com, and you will absolutely see it there. And then hopefully you'll see some of our promotional material that we have out there in the marketplace, whether it's on your traditional screen or your mobile screen.
That's right. And we also can direct you over to our Facebook page, the Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. Mike did a nice walk around of the vehicle over there. So check that out. Go over to Facebook. You can like us while you're there. You can also catch that on our Cruise Control video page over at YouTube. So it's all there at cruisecontrolradio.com is a great way. Mike, we look forward to having you on again. Nissan's always got something going on, and it's got to be pretty happy that the Kicks is out there now and people are buying it. When did you start working on this project?
I've been working on the program now for a couple of years, so it's been nice to see it hit the market in the last several weeks.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Mike Terrell from Nissan. We also appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, check us out at cruisecontrolradio.com. Check out that video I mentioned. And it's time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road.
Bye.
Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.